What do we got, about 1 minute? Okay, you ready? Thank you for being here for the Zechariah study. Beginning this, God has a plan. As you know, and it was created before time began, and it's a plan being carried out. I like the book title of one of the books in my library by William Graham Scroggie, The Unfolding Drama of Redemption, because that's really what we're doing, is we're unfolding through the Bible what God has done. We are merely seeking to understand that plan. And the Bible, it is there, and it is that Bible that directs, of course, our lives. Now, studying this, as we are studying in Zechariah, helps us to understand really how temporary and how petty are the things that we see around us that will ultimately pass. And they will not really matter, will they, in eternity and what lies ahead. And if we are in Christ, of course we have a glorious future. God, who cannot lie, has promised all of these things. And we're learning of Him, which what it does, of course, as we do, is it strengthens our faith, our prayer life. It strengthens us daily in the things that we contend with, and gives us a sense of joy and, as the Scripture says, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, I want to remind all of us of the necessity, really, of two things. And that is that we must take a literal interpretation of Scripture. And secondly, we must be able to take the Bible as a whole, or take it in understanding as a whole, to know God's plan. We must know the context of things and be equipped to place what we are studying into that context. And that by that alone can we rightly divide the word of truth. We have also said that to study Israel is unique. Israel is God's special ambassador, as it were, for revealing Himself to mankind. He used Israel in every conceivable way. I go back to Deuteronomy 7, 6 and 7, which says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His personal possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. They are, as such, a set apart people." And about two-thirds of the Bible really is in reference to Israel. Israel is the means God used to reveal Himself to all of us, and of course the Savior Himself is a Jew. I think of the words of the Lord at the woman at the well. It's found in John chapter 4, where there it speaks of the fact that salvation is of the Jews. He told her, "You are worshiping that which you do not know. We worship that which we do know." And of course, that applies to everyone that is off base in any sense of the word, that is not following the true Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to, even though Brother Ken told me I couldn't do it, I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to very quickly want to put some pieces together just to always bring us up to speed in what we're going to be looking at. Go to Revelation chapter 5, and you should be familiar with the fact that Revelation 4 and 5, which all of this is in a sequence, is the church in heaven around the throne of God. And look at verses 6 through 9 of chapter 5. And I saw between the throne, with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain, obviously that is the Lord Jesus, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth. And those are representative things, representing his power, his authority, and etc. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now, you know, if you're familiar with this text, there was weeping because no one was able to take this book out of the Father's hand, the Father being God. And this book, of course, is the title deed to the earth. Now, who has been running things on the earth ever since the fall in the garden? Satan has. He is the prince of this world. The whole world lies in the power of Satan, as John will tell us in 1 John 5. And it says, when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, and those 24 elders, in a careful study of this, are the church, fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And then when you get to verse 10, in the latter part of that, it says, they will reign upon the earth. Now, all of this, you see, this is giving us a future look, but Christ alone is worthy to take the deed to the earth, which has been dominated by Satan. And what follows with this title deed is a progression of purging the earth through the great trials leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and what we call the tribulation. And we have studied in the sequence the awakening of Israel, and that was seen back in Zechariah 12 and verse 10, that there will come a time when they will look upon him whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him. And when you get to chapter 13, we've covered that. There's a fountain open for them, and there's mourning. And all of that is representative of repentance and turning to the Lord, that through and recognizing the true Messiah.